Watching the investiture, as you've said, there were protests.
Yeah.
So there were two sides, for and against.
Against, yeah.
How did you feel watching it as a Welshman?
I was still learning, very naive in that, but it started my education in understanding two various viewpoints, one for the royalty and their heritage, and English involvement, and obviously the other side of nationalism and the Welsh language. And of course, my education in history stopped at a certain age, so I never dealt with the Blue Books and the Welsh Knot and that. So, you know, later on in my my interests, I developed that. But I became aware, and it educated me. And at that time, I didn't have any strong viewpoints, and it was, you took it as things that were supposed to happen, and you took things for granted. Prince of Wales, the heir to the throne becomes Prince of Wales. That has been happening for centuries. Nobody said anything about it. But now, I suppose, with fierce wars, some people have got a different outlook, and they're national, and they're able to speak up about things. You know, there's different ways of doing things, which you were aware, there's some were vocal, some want to take action. But it made you aware of options and what your beliefs could take you down one line, and what different people have got different opinions in life. And that's something, my friends, we got different viewpoint, but we respect each other's differences of opinion. And that's what made me aware of that, is respecting different opinion. And it's the majority, really, who should prevail, I suppose.